Okay, just briefly, the KPK budget, we had a number of meetings, like Summer said, and we invited everyone to, if you wanted to discuss budgets further, to be on a call on Tuesday evening. And it was basically the KPFK group crew along with Alberto.
And Tracy and Alonzo.
I'm sorry. Okay. So the issue was, again, was in terms of how do you actually determine or put the budget, how do you project revenue in a budget? And although in terms of the revenue projections were based on their later fund drives at KPFK, where they have been very successful last year, although there's still a loss that was produced there, the finance committee members were, Trick Summer and Kim were insistent on that, you know, it really shouldn't go, you shouldn't increase it more than what it was the last year. And basically all of last year's revenue, as you see, was $2,770,000. But in 2010, the KPFK did not start that fund drive at the end of September. And what had been happening over the last 3 years or so, I guess it began in 2008, the October fund drive was moved into September so the loss that year would not be so startling. So we've been playing this little game. But last year it was not done. So the revenue was $2,770,000 in 2010. And so, therefore, they wanted to, and that would account for about $300,000 if the fund drive had. So therefore, put in the budget is $3 million, which is basically what it had been last year if the fund drive had been actually started in the month of September in fiscal 2010. So, therefore, the newest version of this came out like yesterday, I guess late. We have a. They have projected revenue. The staff working, and staff was there also, and they're working with, and the acting general manager has been on the calls, and the business manager. So all of them have been really involved, and we've really chatted a lot in depth about budgeting and revenue. So the staff did agree to make the change, and the revenue listener support is $3 million. So just basically you go down and you have, so the revenue for...
We're having tremendous noise on the line again, George. I can't even hear Laverne at this point.
I don't know what to say except...
I know. Thank you.
Okay, so the revenue is expected at $3,439,000. And some of the things we can note here in terms of revenue is just basically the increase is due to... is due to the listener support. So that's pretty conservative. And KPFA is actually, set a goal for their fund drives of $1 million, which they had achieved over the last, not the last one in September and October, but the prior ones, they had produced $1 million fund drives. So that's, again, the expected goal for the upcoming fund drive, I believe, is $1 million. So the concern, though, is on the salaries. Like the salaries in this budget is $1.7 million, salaries and related, the total. And last year was 1.5. So that's a $200,000 increase, and that is a concern. It's a concern for me, as I spoke about in my report, that, you know, that is what can cause us to stumble back to, you know, into KPFK, which has been really producing good drives, that we cannot spend down the revenue through increasing headcount, and that's basically what that is. So that's still an issue that both Arlene and Bob and I we're talking about that. But that's what's in the budget right now. So they produce for KPFK. Then with the new reduction in listener support, the net income, or the deficit for KPFK, is actually a deficit, is $64,000. And that includes, that's after the shared expenses and also the support to the radio archive. And then we have the lines for capital expenditures and the repayment on heat. So therefore, that actually produces a deficit of $129,000 for KPFK. And as you could see, that clearly, if that listener support income comes in at the level that they initially projected, and if there's some looking at the headcount, then you would be near a break-even budget. But now the budget that's produced after your capital expenditures and is a deficit of $129,000.
And does this include full payment of central services, Laverne?
Yeah, they do. And KPFK had last year. KPFK and KPFT are the only two stations that contributed to the shared expenses. So they were the shared expenses were being basically borne by KPFK and KPFT, and KPFK was still paying back from not paying back. They were still contributing to shared expenses from prior years.
We're on time.
Okay. Thank you, Laverne.
Move to amend the agenda for 5 minutes.
To extend time.
5 additional minutes.
Second.
Is there a second for that?
Kimmery, second.
Is there any objection to that?
I'd like to be on the stack.
Here, Leslie.
Other stack. Richard, and then Leslie.
There you go.
Okay, for at least the last 6 months, I've been sitting, it's a fly on the wall in those finance committee meetings, and I'd like to acknowledge and thank everybody for the work they've been trying to do and trying to get Kay to come on with what they're supposed to be doing. Somebody mistakenly said something in some emails the other day that the CFO hadn't prepared their budget, the Kay's budget. That's not her job. It's the job of the management. We pay those folks good money, and they haven't done their job, in my opinion. They've added people that were out of budget to the budget. And whoever's asleep, turn off your radio. What is this thing? A telephone. I can't vote to approve this budget at this time. I'm gonna have to pass it on down, kick the can down the street, I guess. But I think that the management at KPFK has not done us right by this. Here we are 4 or 5 months late, and they've been dragging their feet, and I think it's a really poor operation.
Leslie?
Yeah, I too have real problems with this. First of all, as Laverne put it, we're going to play the little game again of moving our income around so it splits between September and October. That's an accounting trick, and I don't want to budget based on it. But more seriously, what you're telling me is that you went into a meeting with staff and came out of it with, $200,000 more for staff than we had last year? That in salaries, that really concerns me because what we heard going into it was salaries were the big problem. We're coming out and, frankly, you know, staff management has managed to up the salary expenses by $200,000. That, you know, my best calculation is 3 or 4 positions. I cannot go forward with this without a lot more clarity about the process that got us to a situation that is precisely what you were telling us we didn't need.
Thank you, Leslie. If I might address
one
that.
Information.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
There's no motion to approve the KPFK budget, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it was the feeling, in all honesty, of the National Finance Committee that the budget, gosh, whoever's doing that, I wish you'd stop. But it's just, you know, we're all tired here. Anyway, that this budget just had a huge gap. And Leslie, just so you understand, we had 2 straight days of management conversations. That didn't mean we actually succeeded in coming to a meeting of the minds on the difference between...
So we don't need to decide anything tonight on the KPFK.
I really don't think so, but we do need to have some sort of statement.
Point of order. Why are we discussing something without a motion?
It was brought forward because it is one of our units, and it's the duty of the board to pass budgets. So it's very, if you don't want to say dilatorious, it's certainly not good or healthy for an organization not to be able to pass a budget for one of its largest units. And I'm sure from an accounting and auditory perspective, it does not look good that, you know, one of our largest stations doesn't have a passed budget. I have no problem with passing this on as business to the next NFC and PNB starting next week. But we need to say something on the record regarding that, that, you know, that the PNB does not find the KPFK station budget to be in balance at this time and therefore is unable to pass it and sends it
is
back to
the... Is that your motion?
That'll be my motion. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Well, that,
let's
that
have
was fine
a motion.
To me. You've never heard me support
second.
This budget. So,
second.
Anyway, thank you. And I feel LaVarne worked very hard, but again, this does go back to our local management and our local station board, and we have new incoming management. So, yes, that the
that's
PNB
good.
Is not.
LaVarne?
Yes, LaVarne.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
My job is to facilitate this. So.
There you go. And it
Summer worked very hard. Kim worked very hard.
Everybody worked hard.
You did. You did, and you're to be applauded for that.
Thank you. We all tried, and we had two treasurers before Kim this year. We've gone through three treasurers in 1 year trying to work with management on these budgets. So, anyway, so the PNB does not approve the KPFK budget as it is not in balance and sends it back to the National Finance Committee for referral to KPFK management and the local finance committee of KPFK to bring the budget into balance and refer back to National Finance Committee. Because I don't see...
Okay, so that motion that Leslie is making, is that correct, and that Richard seconded?
I think it was Summer making it. Leslie was just glad to hear I was making a motion.
I'll make it. I don't care.
No,
you
I'm
know.
Fine with it.
Let's
I don't want
let's
anyway,
get this off
like,
the table. I don't know what
I'd like
we're
to
talking
call
about.
The question. That's the motion. Call the question. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, that motion passes.
Thanks to LaVarne and Summer, and
budget will be referred back. To
the next term of the National Finance Committee, you know, starting next week. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
We
thank
that,
you, LaVarne.
That is up further in the National Finance Committee report. I take it.
That's absolutely everything.
Okay, and we are out of time. Unless I hear a motion to extend, we will adjourn the meeting.
Thank you so much, and to everybody who won't be here anymore, thank you. It's been nice service.
Thank you, motion to extend, so thank you all.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, George.
Good night, all. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Good night.
See,
good night, thank you.
I will speak to some of you in Houston.
Yes.